Dave Sullivan, a.k.a. The Credit Guy, and we will be helping you to transform your credit.
Now, here's your credit guy, Dave.
Good morning, Muskegon. Welcome to the Wednesday show. We're going to talk about credit and credit scores right now. And very excited to do that. If you do have a credit question, you can call in at 231-722-8338. Kind of cloudy today, Lady J.
Yes, very cloudy, kind of humid.
We need some rain, though.
Maybe. Then no? Mosquitoes will come.
Well, I think that's a given, right? Yeah. We don't have the Ezekiel virus, though.
Right.
That's pretty scary.
That is. Is it Ziki or Zika?
I don't know.
Either.
Yeah. But hopefully that doesn't come up here. I mean, there's a lot of concerns. There was a tiger pitcher that actually got that virus. He said it was very bad. It sounds like it's a lot like a Lyme disease, which I've had in the past, and that's not a lot of fun.
What is Lyme disease?
Lyme disease is carried by a tick, and if you get bit by a tick and you have a... like a bullseye, like a Target logo. So you'll have like a red and then a lighter color and then red around it again. That means that you have Lyme disease and you need to go to the doctor right away.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they kill that with a lot of heavy antibiotics, but I had it pretty bad. I've had it twice now and it's not fun. At one point they couldn't cure it. Now they can, but they just really over antibiotic you to the point where pretty much... rid of it.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's fever, you know, you feel achy. It's really not a fun thing to get.
Doesn't sound fun at all.
Yeah, and Ezekiel, whatever it's called, doesn't sound very fun either.
No. They always have some mass epidemic disease going on every year. I'm just kind of like, is it like the same as before?
Or is it the news?
Huh?
Right, the news media, maybe.
Right.
They need something to talk about.
Exactly.
And a plague is pretty good for them.
Every year, yeah.
So whatever sells the newspapers.
Yeah,
or
it's plague season right now.
Yeah, it's plague season. Summer is plague season here in Michigan, and it has been beautiful up here, but today it is cloudy, and I think they're expecting a little bit of rain for the rest of the week, but hopefully not. So this week we're going to talk a little bit about credit. We're going to have a few credit questions, but I also wanted to share a little bit about investing. So once you get your credit together, hopefully you want to buy a home, and I wanted to talk a little bit about if you are buying for investment purposes, or even if you're not, especially if you're buying your first home, there are certain things that you can do to... get in at the lowest cost. That's what everybody wants to do, right? They want to get in at the lowest cost.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because the cheaper, the better.
The cheaper, the better. Even if you're going for the second home, you want to be aware of certain programs that are out there, like the MISHTA program, which we talked about last time. Remember that?
Yes. Very, very good program.
That's a great program for people. Even move-up buyers can qualify for down payment and cost assistance. I think it's a great program. Hopefully, more people will take advantage of that. But... one of the things that I want to talk about today was the trended credit data has been delayed.
What?
I know. I've talked a lot about it. They were set to go on June 25th, and at the last minute, Fannie decided that they were not going to go through with it.
I
think,
why.
Well, it's because Experian was not ready with the data.
Hmm.
So they were still going to try and do it with the older scoring model that did not include the trended credit data. They decided that they would hold off. Surprise, right? Delay from the government. It's a shocker.
No, not really.
Well.
We know they take their own time with everything, but they always want you to pay on time with everything else.
Yes. Yep. They want you to pay taxes on time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they'll just snatch it from you.
Right.
Good old government.
Yep. Hard at work for us. That's why they get the big bucks.
Exactly.
Yeah. But so that has been delayed. Fannie is going to continue to use the FICO 5 model, which will really hurt you if you pay off an old collection. That's probably the biggest change when you go from 05 to 09. In 05, if you have an old collection and you pay it, it makes it more relevant to the scoring model because you're putting a date reported on it as of today. So in FICO 9, if you pay off an old collection, it comes right out of the scoring model. which I think is important.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
Yeah, they really should.
Yeah.
Never mind.
So we're getting there. I mean, the point is that FICO developed this probably 7 years ago, and Fannie has dragged their feet on getting it implemented.
Fannie sounds like they always drag their feet, just the name Fannie.
Fannie, yeah, it is a problem, right? Appropriately named. Yeah. But so I want to caution you, if you are trying to get a mortgage, don't start by paying off all your old collections. It's a common mistake people make. And if you want to call in live, 231-722-8338, we'd love to talk to you about credit and credit scores. But so right now, if you're ready to, or you're thinking about getting a home, and you really should because rates are so low. Did you hear about the Brexit? Do you know what the Brexit is, Lady J?
I have no clue.
Okay. So we do have a call, though, so let's go ahead and take that.
Hello?
Caller, are you there? They chickened out.
Yeah, I guess.
So let's talk about the Brexit. So what happened was Europe was not always unified. People don't realize this. But they decided to unify their currency into the euro, but Britain had always maintained the pound, which is separate from the euro. So it's like dollars. So they have the pound, we have dollars, and then the rest of Europe has the euro.
Okay.
It's created some financial instability for some of the members who are part of the European Union because they can't just print the money like we can.
Hmm.
So they have to borrow it from other countries, and Germany has been one of the countries that they borrowed from in order to not go have some of the other countries not go bankrupt. Italy, Spain have come very close to defaulting on their debt.
Thanks.
So Britain decided maybe they would have a vote on leaving the union. Well, they expected to stay in the union. They voted to remove themselves. So that created a lot of uncertainty, and when that uncertainty happens in the world, people go to a safe harbor, which is the dollar.
Right.
Right? So people started investing in dollars. So we could offer a lower yield on our securities.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that affects mortgage rates, okay? So mortgage rates have come way down. I mean, they were at maybe, let's say, almost 4. Now you can probably get a 30-year mortgage for 3.5.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's probably a temporary situation. But when you look at the context of where mortgage rates have come from, when I started in the business in the late 80s, it was like 12, 13% for a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's constantly come down to 8 to 5, and now we're at 4, mm-hmm. and now it's at 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much lower,
right?
At some point, and they went up. I mean, it hasn't been a constant going down.
Mm-hmm.
It would go down and then come up and then go down and then come up.
Like a battle. Or a beautiful ballet.
Yeah, that's two ways to look at it. But so what you should do, really, I think, if you're close or if you're thinking about getting a home, now is the time to talk to a good mortgage loan officer like George, who is at our office here in Muskegon. You can certainly give him a call over at the office or find out more about First General Credit Union at 1stgeneral.com. George has got many years of experience in mortgages, and we work together closely to provide the best service we can to our members. So if you are thinking about getting a mortgage, or if you're thinking about home shopping, you should start with a mortgage and then go home shopping. You need to figure out what you can borrow before you start shopping for a home loan. So definitely talk to George. Now, if you feel like your credit is not quite there, that's why we're doing the show, right, Lady J?
Exactly.
So you can learn more about credit.
Right.
So you don't need a credit repair company. So you don't have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yes. That is
it's not
big
hundreds
thing.
Of thousands.
Well,
but
it depends on who you are.
Hundreds or thousands.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can pay a lot of money to a credit repair company, and they don't do anything other than what you can do on your own. So if you want to call in live, 231-722-8338. I'd love to talk to you if you have a question. But one of the things that drew me to working at First General Credit Union was the fact that Connie Taylor was so dedicated to consumer education and allowing me to create a product for people who wanted to build their credit. Many people focus on the negative when they try to improve their credit. And what they really need is a good set of new accounts to really start offsetting some of the older bad accounts. And what we created at First General Credit Union was something called the Credit Launcher. And if you want more information about the Credit Launcher, you can go to 1stgeneral.com and look for Credit Launcher. But it's a combination of accounts that over the course of about 6 months to a year can really improve your credit score, because it's good accounts, it's a variety of accounts, and we set it up at your option, if you'd like, to automatically pay them. So it's almost fail-safe. If you have direct deposit, we can have direct withdrawal of the accounts, so you don't have to do anything.
Exactly. Just let it sit, forget.
Yep. Set it and forget it, and have your accounts go in there, and the interest is very small. And if the credit card, if you only use it for one purchase, you don't have to pay any interest. And the interest on the installment loan is very low, depending on your credit situation. But the payments are so low because the amount is so low. So it's not the fact that you have a large loan. It's the fact that you have an installment type of loan building good credit on your credit history. That's why it's so helpful for people, because many times people will only have collections on their account.
Right.
Yeah. And they don't have good credit to offset the bad, and they're wondering why they're, you know, floundering in the 400 to 500 credit score range, and then suddenly they add good credit and they take off.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's important. So when you think about your credit right now and you want to improve your credit, don't pay off the old collections. Start paying on the reporting date, not on the due date. So when you look at your credit profile, like, okay, so this happened with my son, so I can tell a personal story right now. My son's going off to college.
Yay.
Right. Out of the house. So he went to Kettering, which is an awesome school. They have 3 months of school and then 3 months of work. There's no summer break. Okay. There's no reason to go out and, you know, farm the crops, right? Which is why we have the summer break. So he goes to work, and he's at Delphi. So he Delphi for 3 months and then school for 3 months. Well, he's going to his second year, and we told him, look, you're going to have to pay for your own school now. We paid for the first year. You're going to pay for the second year. So he needs to get about $13,000 in debt per year. Yeah, that's a lot.
Yikes.
It's a lot. I mean, but I told him, look, don't worry about it. The economy will probably crash by the time you have to pay this back.
Got the credit guy's dad.
I know, exactly. So he applied for these loans, right? He got denied. He's got a credit card, not enough credit history.
Oh, yeah.
So dad is going to take care of that. Right. So what we're going to do, and if you have kids too, you can add them to a good credit account that you've had for a long time. That's the best way to do it. So I've got an old credit card that's never been late, low balance. I put them on that. They're going to report that information today or tomorrow, and he's going to reapply for those loans, and I'm sure that he can get them.
That's good.
Yeah, so that's one good way to... Now, that'll only work for father, son. Like, you can't sell... Like, some people in the go-go days of the early 2000s were selling their credit history.
Oh.
You could buy it. So...
That's a little scary.
It is. Well, they were gaming the system, and that's one of the things that FICO 8 did away with. So FICO 8 did away with people able, if you didn't have a direct relationship to them, that authorized user that I put my son on would not help you. So if you were a stranger, like if you and I, if I said, look, I'll put you on my account, you give me $100, it's got a long history on it, your score will take off. Mm-hmm. Well, FICO 8 and 9 have done away with that.
Mm-hmm.
What? That's okay. That's good.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you don't want people to game the system. And that's why I think trended credit data is so important, is because it really looks at how do people pay and how have they paid over the past 2 years. And, you know, somebody who keeps their balances low and pay more than the minimum mm-hmm. are a better credit risk than people who keep the scores at the max or the balances at the max and then just pay the minimum, right?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing that they did away with that, because now you can focus on helping maybe your mom or your dad,
right,
or, you know, the younger children like you are.
Sure.
So, I mean, instead of just complete strangers who probably had terrible credit to get, you know, to start with the first place. Well, I mean, is it really worth $100?
They were charging more than that.
Oh.
Yeah, they were charging quite a bit. Well, you think about it, people with bad, you know, a long credit history is very important from a scoring perspective. The longer your credit history, the better. So if you're taking a long, old account and you're adding it to the credit history, you're dramatically improving the credit score, the credit profile. So you could take somebody from the low 600s and get them up to the mid 750, right, with just that type of an account.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's why, you know, the credit launcher is important, but it's not as beneficial as that situation with my son because I'm giving him a 30-year-old trade line.
Oh, yeah. He's going to have some really good credit.
Yeah, right. I mean, I want him to be the youngest guy with a perfect credit score. And then the student loans will go on there and it's going to tank. So I'm going to see if I can get him right to the top and then have him go down to the bottom and then bring him back up. It's going to be a great story.
You're such a good dad.
I can write a book about it.
There you go.
Yeah, or we could write one together.
There you go.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, love to have a caller, 231-722-8338. We are on Facebook Live, too. If you want to throw in a question there, I will love to ask you or to answer it in the show. So we'll be right back. Hi, everybody. We're back. If you have a question, 231-722-8338. Lady J, we haven't had an update on you in a while. Have you been pulling your credit karma on a daily basis?
Yeah. Well, you know, the only update every week.
Oh, okay.
So
it's been a few weeks.
It's been a few weeks.
Bad or good? I want the truth.
It's kind of the same.
No movement.
No movement.
So we're shooting for the 6-month kind of pop is when we're going to get it.
Exactly.
And we're how many months in?
We are about 3 months in.
And no change since last time, so we were up 1 point. I think we're at 39.
Well, yeah. Well, now we're up one more point.
One more point.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
You're not excited. You got to set your expectations correct. One more point is so important.
Well, it was only one more point on one of them. The other one is just kind of
the same
stagnant.
Or down.
Well, no, it's just the same.
So we need the 6 months history. FICO actually will not count a revolving credit account for 6 months. So you need it won't even count it in the scoring model. So. Unfortunately,
that's why it's taking so long.
It will take a little bit longer for the revolving. Now, the installment will hit right away.
Oh.
Yeah. So that benefits you the first month. And I think that's where we picked up the
the
first part of it.
Yeah. It was like 34 points.
Yeah. So now we're at about 39 total.
Mm, yeah.
So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not excited. You should be more excited.
I am excited. I'm just so ready to get a house. And that's
you started looking?
I've started to look.
Okay.
And I've talked to some of the people from Mishta.
Okay.
But they all say the same thing. We got to get your credit. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, it'll get there.
Yeah, I know. I know.
What you should do really, and this is part of one of the other things I wanted to talk about, but somebody asked on Facebook Live if I recommended a credit monitoring service. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some free ones, which Credit Karma is one that I recommend.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to pay, though, I think you should go to myfico.com. I actually pay through myfico.com. It's about $14 a month.
Oh, okay.
Now, what's nice about myfico is you get all the different versions of credit score. So I get the FICO 8, I get the FICO 9, I get the FICO 05, I get the auto FICO 9, I get the auto FICO 8, I get the auto FICO 5.
Oh.
I get all the scores.
That's really nice.
Yeah, and it's scoring on my profile at the same time. So I can see the differences, you know. It's kind of a learning thing for me, too.
Yeah.
So if you're going to pay, go to myfico.com is my recommendation.
Now, I did want to ask. I know I use Credit Karma the majority of the time because it's free, but it does seem like it may catch up a little bit later than if I was to actually pull my actual credit score.
Well, I mean, Credit Karma, every once a week, they're pulling a new file on you. And that doesn't hurt your credit. A lot of people are concerned about that. So the difference between a hard inquiry and a soft inquiry, a hard inquiry is when you apply for a loan.
Mm-hmm.
A soft inquiry is when you inquire on your credit report.
Yes.
So you're just trying to check to see what's out there. If you apply for a loan, then that should be recognized as that, and it could become a new account. So that might negatively impact you in the future. That's why it can hurt your score a little bit, not a lot.
Right.
And they are grouped together and counted as one. So inquiries, there's a lot of confusion on inquiries, and I do have a number of videos on that as well. So one question on Facebook Live was, are there any good rentals out here? And I, what do you think about that?
I think it depends. You have to find them. It's like when you go to the clothing store, mm-hmm. and they don't have everything in order, so you have to look through the racks.
Sure. Yeah. That's one way to do it. Yeah. Think about it. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
That's a lady's perspective.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shopping.
Yeah. So I think there are great, I think there are some great opportunities here, like there are great opportunities in Detroit. Mm-hmm. A lot of my friends are invest in Detroit, in Metro Detroit. Mm-hmm. But some aggressive people go into Detroit, and the returns on the investments on Detroit properties are much higher than you get in the suburbs. Mm. They're harder to manage.
Yeah.
There's more risk.
Yeah.
But it's getting better. Mm-hmm. And I think the same thing's happening here in Muskegon. Muskegon is so much like a mini Detroit over here than anywhere else in the state, I think.
Really?
Yeah, it really is. Because you've got this core manufacturing base that's kind of left. Mm-hmm. There are some empty buildings mm-hmm. in the area, and there are some properties that are boarded up.
Yeah.
What's different about Detroit is it's got like the headline, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got people like Dan Gilbert over there, mm-hmm. and he's changing it from a small area, but there are pockets throughout Metro Detroit that are coming back strong.
That's good.
There's new construction going on. The new arenas are going in. I mean, that's something that's going on in Detroit that's different. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's an individual like a Dan Gilbert leading the charge here.
Last time I knew about an individual leading anything around Muskegon, it was Mr. Charles Hackley.
Okay.
And that was a long time ago.
All right. Well, that's what they need here.
Yeah.
They need somebody to kind of champion it and then take out a small, like, so downtown is very strong, that one street, right? Mm-hmm. Right along the water. There are bars, there are pubs. It's always full whenever I go down there.
Yeah.
On some of the weeknights, it's packed. Mm-hmm. People walking up and down there. And they have a little theater where they have the beauty pageant down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be packed this weekend. They have the Harley Davidson.
This is the weekend of the Harley Fest?
Yeah.
Really?
A lot of bikers.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So they have once a year they have a Harley Fest, which is kind of like a what do they call that? Where everybody gets together in another state, and they around the Harleys. It's anybody?
A party?
No, yeah, it's going to be a party, but it's much like Sturgis.
Yeah,
yeah. So all the way downtown, they're all lined up. All the bikes, you can see every bike you ever wanted to see.
Yeah,
and a huge boom for the economy.
Oh yeah, they have like this, and then I think later on they're going to have bike time.
Isn't that the same time, though?
I'm not sure. I think they're actually different, because I thought it was around the same time. But I think, because originally it was downtown.
Yeah.
But now they moved it out.
To the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is right next to the land we have, where one day, hopefully, we'll build a building.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So, maybe they're both going on at the same time?
Yeah, I think so.
But I only heard about the Davidson, for sure.
Sure.
I don't know how well thought out that would be to have them go on at the same time. We can make more money in a different weekend.
Yeah. I think it would be better for the city if it were different. But that's one of the other things. You know, we've got some great rates on bike. If you do or are thinking about getting a bike,
I would love to.
We can refinance your bike. And many times people will want a Harley and they're not thinking clearly.
Yeah.
So they go in, they sign the paperwork, and they get the Harley, and they're paying 18%, 16%, and we can cut that interest rate in half. So even if you just got your Harley, you should take a look at the paperwork and then send it over, because we can help you refinance that Harley payment and really cut it back.
Yeah.
So if you want to call in, 231-722-8338. Love to hear about your Harley stories.
Harley stories.
Or if you have a credit question.
I wonder how many people actually just saw the bike and just bought it before even knowing how to ride it.
Well, I think you don't have to have a bike license to buy the bike.
No.
But you have to have one to drive it.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you got your own place and you're out in the country and they give me your lessons, Sure. I mean, they probably try it out a couple times before they actually do the test.
Right. Yeah, you'd hope. I think there are many people who walk in and decide that they need to have a Harley.
Yeah.
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 Which is probably not a good idea.
But they're good at talking you into it. I went down there one year, and I know I can't afford a Harley. They're like, well, we got lessons. Come on down. I'm like...
Oh, that's how they hook you, yeah. With a lesson.
I'm like, no. Yes, no.
I'd love to have a Harley. I do have my license to ride a cycle. I've had it since I was 16, but I've really not gone much beyond the Honda Trail 90. It's about the biggest bike I had. So, I did have a Suzuki 185.
Those are fast.
Enduro, no.
No. Oh.
Not fast. More of a dirt bike.
Oh,
yeah. So, and that's as far as I got.
Oh.
So no 1200cc anything.
Maybe you should get one.
I would like one.
Yeah.
I don't think the boss would allow me to have one.
Well, you don't ride it to work. You ride it like...
Not that boss. The other boss. Yeah.
Yeah, she probably's like, what is that? Go take that back to
right.
the store.
Yeah, just because you're 49, you cannot have a motorcycle. But anyway, so we're going to talk about credit here in a second. 231-722-8338. I do have a question from a good friend, David Ryan. Over the past year or so, I've been signing up for new credit cards and getting the bonuses. Does that hurt to have a dozen credit cards if used responsibly? No. Three to five is what everybody has said for years. I don't think having more used responsibly is going to hurt you. I think if you have six or seven or eight credit cards, and they're all bank credit cards, they're not store credit cards, because there is a difference. And when I look at 800 and higher credit scores, what I find is the thing that keeps them from being 850 is usually a store credit card. It will say in the reason code why it wasn't higher. Well, too many store credit cards are listed there. And that keeps them from going higher. So a store credit card is not treated the same way as a bank credit card. So if you have six or seven or eight credit cards, I wouldn't tell you to close any of them. You have to be very careful when you close an account, because that credit history is so important. If you close all of your old accounts, you give your profile a much younger look. And the longer, the older your profile, the better. So you want to pick out the credit cards that you've had the longest and make sure that you maintain activity on them. And then you want to make sure that you keep bank credit cards active. So one charge, like if you pay for your garbage pickup, have your garbage pickup paid on one of your credit cards and then pay that off every month. That's a great way to keep it active, because if it goes dormant for too long, they'll close it on you, and then you're kind of screwed.
How long do you have before they close it?
It's different for every account.
Hmm.
So read the fine print.
Oh,
not the fine print.
Where's the magnifying glass?
Yeah. So just one or two charges every other month or so will keep it active and make sure that you maintain a low balance. And you know, you shouldn't focus on your credit score. You shouldn't watch it once a day, because it will go up and down. It's just like the scale. Don't get on the scale once a day. Just keep doing a good job on what you eat.
If you tell, I think some people would actually agree with you on that, especially women on diet.
Yeah.
I don't have to look today.
Don't look every day. It's not going to help.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep eating right and walk. I went out for a walk last night. It was beautiful. I love it in Muskegon. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially North Muskegon, mm-hmm. which is where I'm renting an Airbnb. So that's another idea. If you want to raise money, you want to pay down debt, don't go to a credit repair person where you have to pay. Rent out a room.
There you go.
You know? Airbnb makes it so easy. And I think that you could get, you know, $40, $50, $60 a night, and you don't have to do it all the time. You can pick who mm-hmm. comes in. You don't have to let them come in. So that's a good side hustle.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like to call that.
Side hustle.
Yeah. Another side hustle is eBay flipping. Have you ever done that?
I've never. I kind of get nervous with eBay. Last time I heard that they were making a transaction on the news, my grandma's always telling me about that stuff.
Yeah.
And the guy, I guess he's supposed to buy a ring, and the lady brought it to where they're supposed to meet, and he robbed her by gunpoint and drove
off. Oh. Yeah, not good.
No.
It can happen on Craigslist, too, a lot.
Yeah.
You always hear that story.
Yeah.
But if you have something in your house, this is your homework. If you have something in your house, And you haven't touched it for a year, and it's not sentimental, it's time to lose it.
Yeah.
Put it on eBay and then ship. Don't allow local pickup. Say shipping only.
Shipping only.
Yeah, and then make them pay for the shipping. Because that's a way I've made a mistake before, too. Not charged enough for shipping. Mm. And then wound up not making any money and losing my stuff.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah.
But definitely, you know, think of other ways you can raise money and then pay down your debt. Don't give it to the credit repair people. That's what I try to tell people. If you need a good account, check out our website, 1stgeneral.com. And definitely want to help you out with a credit launcher program. Check it out. I'm very proud of it. I was actually able to create my own product. And we're having some great success, although Lady J is not real excited.
No,
lately.
I'm excited. It's just, you know, everything else is in place. I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, wait.
And that's the lesson of credit. You know, it doesn't go in the tank overnight, and you can't get it back. You have to have patience. It's hard.
Exactly.
It's not McDonald's.
But I'm excited, though.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. I'm excited for you.
Yeah,
good. So we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for tuning in. 1ST General, First General Credit Union, provides a sponsorship for the program, and I also happen to work there. I'd love to talk to you if you want to call over to there or check us out on the website, 1stgeneral.com, and we will talk to you next week.